Syracuse city officials are trying to learn more about their city's homeless population. The city council held a hearing on the issue last evening. We get more from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
One night this week, 527 people slept in a handful of homeless shelters or in overflow hotel rooms in the city of Syracuse. Charities estimate another 24 people chose to sleep outside. The impact and plight of the city's homeless population has come to the city's attention in recent weeks after a downtown business owner complained to City Hall. There were several questions from lawmakers about working with mentally ill homeless people. Many repeatedly drop out of services or are frequently arrested. Jim Taylor, a member of the Homelessness Task Force in the city, says keeping the mentally ill in the system is tough.
So we can refer people to places. If they're not comfortable going there, a worker can take them, they can drop them off, they can walk them in. That doesn't mean they're going to avail themselves of the services or keep or continue to use those services.
Taylor says getting mentally ill people in stable housing can allow mental health aides to make repeated visits. Syracuse police say more than 200 homeless people are arrested every year, some multiple times. There are no laws against panhandling or asking for money, but experts recommend not giving money to panhandlers. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.